In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Where do novenas come from? Scripture often associates the number 9 with suffering, grief, and imperfection. That's because 9 is one less than 10, 10 being a perfect round number. And so the number 9 expresses that in times of need and distress, man must humbly turn to God for help. That's why we just pray the Kyrie eleison 9 times in the Mass. Following in this tradition of the Old Testament, the first novena, as we know it, was born at our Lord's command. He charged Mary and the apostles to gather for prayer in the upper room during 9 days in preparation for Pentecost. And this apostolic practice has been imitated by every generation of Catholics since then, in one way or another. In regards to the special novena, which we are praying today in preparation for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, this particular custom dates back to the Franciscans of the Middle Ages. By the year 1476, Pope Sixtus IV extended the Feast of the Conception of Mary to the Universal Church. When, around that time, the Franciscans were entrusted with the Basilica of the Holy Apostles in Rome, the friars resolved to prepare for the celebration of the feast by a novena, which would be especially solemn. And then from the early 18th century until this present day, the custom has been for a cardinal or another Roman prelate to come to this Basilica of the Holy Apostles in Rome each night of the novena to preach and to celebrate solemn benediction. This is the same novena which the Institute's founders, Monsignor Vach and Canon Mora, knew when they were studying in Rome as young priests in the 1980s. Every night they would go to the Basilica to assist at this novena. And this is the tradition which our superiors were intent on bringing to the Institute they founded. We will have no cardinals among us this week here at St. Joseph's, but we are grateful for the fine preachers who are coming here to proclaim the glories of our Immaculate Queen. And we share something else with that solemn novena celebrated in Rome. A 4th century hymn as old as that Roman Basilica of the Apostles. The Latin hymn, Tota Pulchra Es. This hymn, Tota Pulchra Es, refers to the Canticle of Canticles and applies those words of Scripture to Our Lady, as many of the Church Fathers have done. And this Latin hymn is sung universally among the apostolates of the Institute throughout Europe, from Sweden to Sicily, from Switzerland, and also throughout the United States, and throughout 12 countries throughout the world, including our missions in Africa. From Mauritius to Missouri, we chant the same hymn, united in praying the same prayer, the novena prayer of Pope St. Pius X, to Our Lady the Immaculate as well. Everywhere the statues and the altars are decorated in honor of Mary's Immaculate Conception. And the climax of this novena is on the feast itself, December the 8th, when our Prior General, Monsignor Vach, renews the public consecration to Mary of the Institute's mission and works, the consecration of our clergy, religious and lay members of the Society of the Sacred Heart. And all of you, dear faithful, all of you who wish to do so, are also welcome to join us in making this total consecration to Mary Immaculate, together as a worldwide spiritual family. And since the annual custom of this Marian consecration first began in the early days of the Institute, in the early 1990s, our Prior General has stated again and again that the very existence and the very survival of our institute today, after more than 32 years, is due to this Marian consecration. It could be that the fact that the institute is serving here in Detroit now for 6 years, perhaps is because there were pious people in the late 1990s or later who were praying this novena and were dedicating themselves to Mary Immaculate. Mary hears prayers. She gives graces. And let us be grateful today, and let us pray and live this novena. This consecration includes three essential elements: venerate Mary, invoke Mary, and imitate Mary. So first of all, we venerate Mary by praising and honoring her for who she is and for what God's grace has made her. Mary is filled as God's vase, overflowing with grace. That's because she would have to fulfill the greatest duty ever given to a human creature, to be the mother of God made man. And such an amazing responsibility requires amazing grace. So when you struggle with your own burdens of life, remember that God gave amazing grace to Mary, and thus he will certainly give you an abundance of grace in proportion to your duties. But since God never forces his gifts upon us, God wants us to ask humbly for these graces. And asking for grace again and again makes us appreciate it all the more. And that's what this novena is all about. As we venerate Mary, we also invoke Mary. We ask her to request from God, on our behalf, the amazing amount of grace we need for our lives in the world today. In her apparition to St. Catherine Labouré, Mary lamented that many available graces are not received by people, simply because people never pray to ask her for them. So venerate Mary and invoke Mary. Ask for grace, and grace will be given to you in abundant measure. However, after we ask for grace, then we must cooperate with the grace which is given. We must put that gift of grace to good use by cooperating with God. Like Mary at the Annunciation, we must say yes to what God asks of us. So venerate Mary, invoke Mary, but also imitate Mary. To cooperate with God in imitation of Mary, we must remove obstacles which we sometimes put in the way of grace. Yes, obstacles such as our sinful habits, which block out that flow of grace to us. So frequent confession is a great help here. But also, and my dear friends, let's be honest, are there not many little obstacles to grace which we barely notice? An old grudge, a personal dislike of someone, our overemphasis on the vain and superfluous things of life to the detriment of our spiritual exercises. During this novena, let's do some serious soul searching. What are those little ways in which we are obstructing the flow of grace from God to us? And let's pray sincerely every day. Lord, help me to identify in my life those obstacles I am more or less consciously placing in the way of grace. And Lord, give me the strength to remove these obstacles at whatever the cost. So this is the three-step program of this novena: veneration, invocation, and imitation of Mary Immaculate. Step one of the novena is liturgical veneration of Mary, as we will do in the devotions and benediction which will follow this Holy Mass. The liturgy is truly the best teacher because it symbolically teaches all of our five senses at once, while uplifting our minds to a higher understanding of God and His grace. And step two of the novena is to invoke Mary. Remember that Archbishop Vigneron especially exhorted us during the first 2 weeks of Advent to pray and to sacrifice and to fast in reparation for the crimes of abortion, which are all the more prevalent in our state following the passage of Prop 3 earlier in November. And so let us pray to Mary Immaculate for the cause of life. Pray for the protection of the unborn. Pray for those women who are in difficult circumstances and who need conversion, who need help, who need God's love, and who need the help that we can give them. Let us be instruments of Mary to bring life to our world through the example of truth and charity, which we are called to bring to all we meet. Let us also pray for the fellow members of our shrine, for the members of the spiritual family of the Institute of Christ the King across the world. Let's invoke Mary for the Institute's priests and oblate brothers, for our sisters and seminarians, for the lay members of the Society of the Sacred Heart, and for the growing number of people that populate our pews day after day, week after week. All of those people are praying for you too. And then after invoking Mary here at the altar, let's invoke Mary more often in our homes and families. Do you pray to Mary throughout the day? When you get behind the steering wheel of your car, at your desk, while you're waiting for your computer to load, while you're at the kitchen sink or running the vacuum, whatever you're doing, at every moment you can call upon Mary. You can receive amazing grace for all that you have to face each day. And as you pray, be sure to imitate your mother. That's step three of this novena. Make an honest effort to imitate the virtues of Mary's life contained in the mysteries of the Rosary. Imitate the charity of Mary at the visitation to Elizabeth. Imitate Mary's patience on Good Friday. Imitate Mary's gentleness in your words and actions at home with the people you live with and whom you perhaps take for granted. So today, be very specific. Choose one of Mary's virtues and asking her help, try to practice that virtue each day of the novena. And perhaps the guiding advice of St. Francis de Sales in his book, Introduction to the Devout Life, or others, can be helpful. Do a little research about that virtue and obtain the help you need to put it into practice. And those you live with will be very grateful. When liturgical and personal prayer is accompanied by efforts of virtue, then grace will steadily occupy the central place in your life. And thus, that grace will bring to you and others the peace and the joy of God. And so, dear friends, at the beginning of Advent, with the rousing words of St. Paul from last Sunday's epistle, still ringing like an alarm clock in our ears, let us no longer be spiritual sleepyheads. We would surely not doze through our mother's birthday celebration. So let's not slumber during this novena to Mary Immaculate. Let's make the best novena we can in order to receive the amazing grace which we need. Venerate Mary in the liturgy, invoke Mary in daily prayer, and imitate Mary in her virtues, which you can practice in daily life. Give grace the first place in your life, and then you will receive all the help you need to persevere through the crosses of this life until one day we can be reunited with Mary Immaculate, with all the angels and the saints, and the great family of the church triumphant in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.